Okay, so you're starting to get an idea of what values are and the very important difference between values and goals. Remember, goals are what I want to get, have, achieve, complete, own. Values are how I want to behave right now in this moment and 10 years from now, how I want to behave every step of the way as I pursue my goals, and how I want to behave if I do achieve my goals, and how I want to behave if I don't achieve my goals. So we're going to do an exercise now. The aim of this is to get in touch with what your values are. It's an imaginary exercise. I encourage you to go along with it. There's no right or wrong way to do this exercise. Just indulge your imagination and see what answers you come up with. So I want you to imagine that I have a magic wand. And I'm waving my magic wand right now. Harry Potter, eat your heart out. Now, magic just happened, and for the next 10 years, you are going to behave like the sort of person you really want to be deep in your heart. In every important area of your life, you are going to behave like the sort of person you really want to be, especially in your most important relationships with the people you love or care about. Now I'm going to wave my magic wand again. We are now 10 years in the future. 10 years ago, you watched that online training with that guy, Russ Harris, the guy with the fabulous hair. And for the last 10 years, you have behaved like the sort of person you really want to be deep in your heart in every important aspect of your life. Nothing has stopped you. No challenging situations, no thoughts, no feelings. Now I have a mind reading machine. Here is my mind reading machine. I am now about to place it on your head. When I place it on your head, you will be able to read the mind of anybody on the planet. You'll be able to hear their thoughts as clearly as listening into a radio. Now, I'm going to get you to pick one person that you really love or really care about. A child, a partner, a parent, or a very close friend or relative. Someone you really care about. And in a moment, you're going to listen in to their thoughts using the mind reading machine. Now, you don't have to visualize what this person will look like 10 years from now. This is an imaginary fantasy exercise. If magic could happen, if dreams could come true. So it's absolutely fine if in your imagination they look the same age as they do today, okay? And when I put this machine on your head and you tune into this person's thoughts, they're gonna be thinking about three things. Firstly, they're going to think about what you stand for in life, what you stand for as a human being. Secondly, they're going to be thinking about your strengths and qualities, the greatest strengths and qualities they've seen in you, especially over the last 10 years since the magic happened. And thirdly, they're going to be thinking about the role you have played in their life, especially over the last 10 years since the magic happened. So really indulge yourself here. If dreams could come true, if magic could happen, what would you love to hear when I place this mind reading machine on your head? Now, as you do this exercise, most people find your mind will interfere. Your mind can say all sorts of things to kind of hook you and pull you out of the exercise. So if you find that you're getting hooked and pulled out of the exercise, I invite you to try a lovely little diffusion technique, unhooking technique called thanking your mind. Whatever your mind says to you, no matter how annoying or irritating or frustrating, just with a sense of humor, a sense of playfulness, you go, ah, thanks, mind. Thanks for sharing. Your mind says, you're an idiot. You go, ah, thanks, mind. You can do that diffusion technique. You're still an idiot. Ah, thanks, mind. So if you kind of get hooked at any point during this exercise, the moment you realize it, just go, ah, thanks, mind, and then come back, engage in the exercise. So in a moment, the screen's gonna go black. I don't want you watching the video. I want you closing your eyes and doing the exercise. So please now find a comfortable position where you're unlikely to be distracted by phone calls or emails or text messages or people or animals or pets or killer robots or aliens from outer space. And when you've found that place, get yourself into a comfortable position, ideally with your back straight and your feet on the floor, dropping your shoulders. And One of the things that can hook you with this exercise is your mind says, oh, but I've got three kids, which one do I pick? Or, oh, but I love my mom and I love my sister, who do I pick? Just pick one person for now. You can repeat this exercise with other people later, okay? So sitting up straight, either closing your eyes or fixing on a spot, and just begin by taking a few slow breaths. Just push all the air out of your lungs, completely emptying them. Once your lungs are empty, pause for a couple of seconds and then just allow them to refill by themselves from the bottom upwards. And see if you can notice how once the lungs are empty, they will automatically refill. There's no need to deliberately take a deep breath in after you empty the lungs. They refill by themselves from the bottom upwards. See if you can notice that. And now let your breathing find its own natural rate and rhythm. There's no need to control it. And tap into that sense of imagination. If dreams could come true, if magic could happen, what would you love to hear? The mind reading machine is on your head. I'm turning the knob right now. Bring to mind one person that you love and imagine what you'd love to hear. Now, you can hear this person's thoughts. They are thinking about what you stand for in life, what you stand for as a mother or father or son or daughter or citizen or worker. What do you stand for? If your mind hooks you, acknowledge it, unhook yourself. Thanks, mind. Come back to the exercise. Now they start thinking about your strengths and qualities, especially over the last 10 years since the magic happened. Imagine the words you'd love to hear, your strengths and qualities. What strengths do they see in you? Qualities do they see in you? Finally, they start thinking about the role you have played in their life over the last 10 years since the magic happened. What would you love to hear? What role did you play? And now they remember a rough patch, a time they were really struggling, a time life was really difficult. What role did you play at that time? How did you treat them when they were struggling? And finally, see if you can come up with three or four one-word answers to put those values into words. And before we finish the exercise, take a moment just to notice what kind of thoughts and feelings are showing up for you right now. This exercise brings up quite a range of feelings for different people. Some people experience warm, fuzzy feelings. Some people experience very painful feelings. Most of us experience quite a mixture. So just notice what thoughts and feelings are showing up. Acknowledge them, allow them to be there. And then Push your feet into the floor and straighten your back. Open your eyes and ears. Look around the room. Notice what you can see and hear. Have a stretch. Notice yourself stretching. And come back. So I invite you just to pause and just jot down some of the values you identified from that exercise. And no cheating. If you haven't done it, make sure you do it. So how was that exercise for you? Most people find that they are able to identify 4 or 5 important values. And of course, you might want to do that exercise with several different people in your life that you care about. Most people also find that several times during the exercise, they get hooked by unhelpful thoughts. I hope you played around with the thanking your mind technique and unhooked yourself. Minds really often interfere with these exercises. Your mind loves to kind of do anything to get your attention, remember, to pull you out of what you're actually doing. Next, what we're going to do is have a look at a values checklist. So if you struggled with that exercise, doesn't matter, do the next one where we'll go through a bunch of different values and you can go through them and decide which ones you rate as important, which ones you rate as not important.